Hello and welcome to Tweet Meet Tuesday, where I am going to interview Donald Cahalan about an event that he's organising in Cork called Ignite. Donald, will you please give me the rundown on Ignite?
I will. Ignite, it's a global organisation. It's run at the moment in 110 cities around the world. It's run in Dublin. I think in Dublin they've ran three or four of them. They ran one at an electric picnic this year. And we're going to do our first one in Cork.
So it's a one-day event, is it?
It's a one-day event. Now, as I said, you can organise as many of them in the year as you want, but we've specifically chosen that we're going to run it one time a year and do it properly. The idea behind Ignite on a global level is it's a chance for people to share knowledge on a topic they're passionate about. The unofficial slogan of Ignite is educate us, but do it fast. Because the logic in it is they want somebody who's passionate about a particular topic to share the core ideas about that topic, but do it in a kind of a fun, very informal, very quite structured approach, but something that won't get dull. So that, like most people, their speeches are very defined. They last between 3 and 5 minutes, and they're limited to 20 slides on a PowerPoint display that automatically move on after 5 seconds. The idea being is that people put the work into their presentations to kind of keep a very, very fast-flowing presentation about their particular topic.
And the topic, can it, does it have to be technology?
Absolutely
or can
not.
It be? Could it be fly fishing? Could it be anything?
You get people, like we will be launching ignitecork.com in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll be putting up, if you go to YouTube, I think there's about 2,500 videos of individual presentations from Ignite all over the world. They cover every conceivable topic, from guys talking about the artistry behind circuit board designs and technologies, down to, you know, the most artistic of topics. Even the Ignite in Dublin has covered everything from the business of poetry to, as I said, topics that are highly, highly technical. But the logic being is, you know what, the presentations are so short that if you know you're totally not going to be interested in the next 3 minutes, you can either sit there for 3 minutes or that's your chance to go to the bar. You know?
So on the Ignite event that you're organising in Cork, about, just make me a guess, how many different topics will somebody be able to listen to?
We would hope to get somewhere in the region of probably around the 16 mark. Like, what we're going to volunteer is, anybody who's interested in pitching a topic to us, like, they shouldn't be intimidated by the PowerPoint side of things or the presentation. We're going to give them all the help in terms of getting everything together. We're going to even come early on the night if people want to rehearse and that sort of stuff. For somebody who has a topic that they're passionate about, like, you're going to be in a room of people who are all passionate about individual topics. So it's a great chance for somebody to, you know, to step up and get a bit of public speaking experience. Like, if it all goes completely pear-shaped, there's nobody, there's no laughing, there's nobody judging, there's no prizes, there's no grants on offer. It's free to attend, so, you know, there will be a few spot prizes, but most of them are actually for joke elements and stuff like that. As well, it's going to be kept very informal and just a platform for passion, really.
And I think there's going to be some kind of warm-up before the presentations.
I mean,
what's that about?
The warm-up, again, it's part of the tradition of Ignite is that it's an evening event, that it happens somewhere where there's a bar. So we'll be having it in one of the hotels in the city centre in Cork. The bar will be open. Everybody will arrive. There'll be a complimentary drink for everybody. And part of the launch bit of it is that everybody will be randomly put into a team. Everybody will be asked. They'll be given a name tag. Everybody randomly put into a team. And then they have what's called the Ignite Challenge, which it literally is a 10-minute thing where it could be in your individual groups, solve world hunger, solve the Irish fiscal crisis in the next 10 minutes, or it might be a practical one, which might be, you know, using your engineering talent, build the best paper airplane for 10 minutes, and whatever team's goes the fastest win the prize. It's more to do with the fact of getting everybody thinking creatively for that 10 minutes, getting them open to the idea of accepting other people's input, so that when they go in then, the format for the speeches is very much, we break it into like 3 speeches, then a short break for bathroom and bar, back to 3 more speeches. So in all, it's about, we're expecting to kick off about 7, we're expecting to be finished by about 9:30, And the bar will continue on then if people want to stay afterwards for some more drinkies.
And do you have to pay to sign up and no. and make a presentation at this?
Completely free, the whole thing. It's free. It's a free exchange of ideas. It's supported, like, we do have some sponsors on board. It's supported by business, but it's not supported by business in any form, in any scary form. You will not be beaten over the head with advertising messages, basically, is what I'm saying.
And how are people going to find out about it? I mean, 16 topics isn't an awful lot. You might have 50 people wanting to present.
Right, yeah, that's going to be the trick. I mean, we're going to... There'll be a certain amount of... We'll try and accommodate as many topics as we can without getting to the stage where everybody is sitting for 3 hours. The other thing is, obviously, we'll put it... Like, there are people from Cork who have presented at Ignite Dublin. So, like, it's kind of, to a certain degree, we can share information. So maybe some of the people will be interested in going to Dublin presenting. Some of the Dublin people will come down here. And if there's that much interest, there's nothing... I mean, in Dublin last year, they ran 4 separate Ignite events in Dublin. So there's nothing stopping us turning around in 2 or 3 months' time. The first one is a success and doing another one, you know?
Well, let me pitch an idea to you. I mean, one possibility is that this will be a whole load of men presenting. Are you going to do anything in order to get some kind of gender balance into it?
In fact, like, without it being... Without refusing anybody the opportunity, I have very clear goals in mind in terms of gender balance, as well as age balance, as well as the notion of trying to make sure that... Like, for instance, if there was 16, I'd be kind of thinking, well, let's pick 4 business topics, 4 technology topics, 4 social topics, and 4, you know, maybe fun topics or something. I do want, because it's the first event and I want people to really get the feel for what Ignite events are about, there will be a certain amount of stacking the deck, if you know what I mean, in terms of making it open to, making it appeal to everybody.
And somebody has to prepare a lot of PowerPoint present slides.
Well,
now,
what's
that about? How are they going to do those?
Well, normally, I mean, what happens, Ignite has, we provide a template, first of all. But what we'll do is, like, anybody who's interested in presenting, literally, within meeting them for a cup of coffee, the whole point in PowerPoint, anyway, is that what's up on the screen is not meant to be a transcription of what you're going to say. It's more a case of bullet points. So, I mean, you know, you're, like, a lot, if you look at a lot of the Ignite presentations on YouTube, what's up in the slide will almost be a word. It'll just be literally what these few sentences we're discussing about are. Or, you know, somebody who's discussing a body of knowledge about a particular topic will maybe divide that topic into the 5 most important ideas. And what's up in the slide might literally just be the heading for that idea so that he can cover his 1 or 2 sentences before it moves on. It does, you know, it's not a transcription of the idea.
Could they be pictures and cartoons?
It could indeed. A very common thing... cartoons, pictures, photographs, you know, again, something that refers back to what the person is talking about. I mean, it's all about the talking elements, you know, as opposed to, it's not a corporate presentation. So I don't think I've ever seen, you know, pie charts and graphs and sort of that sort of thing.
Will there be any interaction with the audience?
As such, there isn't. It isn't normally done in the form of Q&A, purely because, again, you're trying to get through so many presentations. But usually that's where the break elements and the staying on for a half an hour afterwards. It means that, you know, if you've identified somebody that you have a particular topic with, you know how to go back to them, you know, and you know that they've presented. All the presenters wear one colour sticker, and... you know, everybody else wears a different colour sticker, you know, so...
Okay, sounds great. That's probably enough about it right now. But how soon? Are you talking of something in the next couple of months?
We're kind of talking April as the date. We have registered the website, so we're probably talking within a month the website will be up and running, and I'll be updating every Tweet Me Tuesday anyway. That's the best place to get the information. People are interested, they want to come along. There's always information to be had here, and as soon as the site is up and all that, we'll have all that info out there as well.
Well, anyway, there's a nearly 10-minute plug for Ignite Cork.
And it was free. Donal. There's no charge for the plug. Thanks,
all right.
Paul.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Donal.
I'm going to scoop myself in the next couple of minutes anyway.
I'm going. I'm off.
Will I know who all these are now by the tweet report on this?
You will?
He charges $10.99 a month for it.
At the moment, he can't even get the phone to turn off. Yeah.
I won't give you his hashtag because I'm embarrassed for him. But there was a particular individual.